Chapter 22. Mem Flackery and Sister Vernal sat on two chairs close to the abbey doors in Great Hall. A trolley served as their table. On it was toasted bread, a jar of comb honey, the first of that summer's strawberries, and a steaming pot of dandelion tea. The hair nurse yawned.
Rotten old storm. Hope we don't get another this season. There was one time last night when I thought the bloomin' roof was coming in, the way that blinking thunder sounded.
She munched listlessly on a thick honeyed toast. Sister Vernal stopped herself from nodding off and blinked owlishly.
Up on our paws all night with crying Dibbons and others who wouldn't come down from the windows because they wanted to watch the lightning. Deary me, I'm exhausted.
Boom, boom, bangy, bangy, bang, boom, boom, boom.
A herd of shrieking little ones dashed past, followed by Rugum, Rubel and Turfy Mouse Babe, who were chasing them, pretending to be storm dogs. Mem and Vernal covered their ears.
Boom, bangy, boom, I'm a thunder coming to get you, boom.
The little Dibbon maids squealed, running in circles with their aprons thrown up over their faces. Turfy waved two long corn stalks. He was the lightning.
Tish! Flash! Tish! Tish! I burn you tails off! Tish!
Mem collared him as he dashed past for the third time. Sitting the mouse babe on her lap, she popped a strawberry into his mouth.
Be still, you little bounder. Chew on that and keep quiet, what?
Immediately, she was surrounded by Dibbons, clamouring aloud.
Want a Storby? Give me Storbies, ma'am!
Oh, I'm girly hungered for Storbies, ma'am.
You never say please. Can I have a Storby, please?
Mem and Vernal emptied the bowl as they dished strawberries to the open-mouthed infants. Vernal threw up a paws wearily.
Go and play now. They're all gone.
Rugum folded his paws defiantly and faced up to her.
Her miss, us be a-going to eat orchard and picking more.
Mem fixed him with her severest hair-nurse stare.
Oh, no, you don't, young sir. You're not to go outside, any of you. It's drizzling heavy out there. Go and play.
Rugum held his ground, returning her stare with what he thought was his fierce mole face.
Oh, do he say so, marm? Well, let I tell ye. Grizzle don't be a bothering us'ins. We am girt tough hanimals, burroy.
Mem moved her chair so that its back was against the door. She wagged a warning paw under Rugum's snout.